Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are watching their little ones discover their bodies, test their limits, and sometimes, well, sometimes feel a bit unsure about what they can do. And if you're here because you want to help your child feel confident in their physical abilities, I want you to know something important. You're already doing beautifully by being here, by caring, by wanting to support your child's journey. Let me tell you what the magic book has taught me about this wonderful phase of development. When your child is 3 or 4 years old, something absolutely magical is happening inside their growing body and brain. They're developing gross motor skills like running, jumping, climbing, and balancing. They're learning to throw and catch balls, ride tricycles, hop on one foot. And with their hands, they're discovering they can draw circles, build tall towers, and use scissors. Can you imagine? Every single day, their body is learning something new. But here's what's truly beautiful about this time. Research shows us that physical confidence and emotional confidence are deeply connected. They're not separate things at all. When a child feels emotionally secure, when they know their grown-ups believe in them, they develop the courage to try new physical challenges. It's like their heart gives their body permission to be brave. The National Association for the Education of Young Children teaches us that physical, social, emotional, and cognitive development are all woven together like threads in a beautiful tapestry. You can't pull one thread without affecting all the others. So when you're helping your child build physical confidence, you're also nurturing their emotional well-being, their social skills, and their thinking abilities. How wonderful is that? Now, I want to share something that might surprise you. Attachment researchers have discovered a beautiful paradox. Are you ready for this? Children who feel the most securely connected to their caregivers are the ones who develop the most courage to explore and take physical risks. It seems backwards, doesn't it? But it's true. When a child experiences the security of your physical closeness, of your loving presence, they develop the courage to explore away from you. They know you're their safe harbor, so they can venture out into the world and test what their body can do. So how do we support this beautiful journey? Let me share what the magic book and the research both tell us. First, create opportunities for play. Not structured lessons or pressure to perform, but genuine, joyful play. Outdoor play is especially magical because it lets children explore natural environments, have adventures, and test their physical limits in ways that feel safe and exciting. When they're climbing a small hill or balancing on a log, they're not thinking about whether they're good enough. They're just discovering what their body can do, one moment at a time. Second, focus on their effort and courage, not on being the best or the fastest. When your child tries to climb something new instead of saying, "Wow, you're so good at climbing," try saying, "I noticed how brave you were to try that. Your body is learning something new." This helps them understand that physical confidence comes from within, from their own persistence and courage, not from being better than someone else. Third, let them find their own rhythm. This is so important, my friend. Every child develops at their own pace, and that pace is exactly right for them. Some children are natural climbers from the start. Others take their time, watching and thinking before they try. Both paths are beautiful. Both paths lead to confidence. Your job isn't to push them faster. It's to be their cheerleader, their safe place, their believer. The research on goal-oriented play shows us something wonderful. When children engage in play activities with clear, achievable goals, they build confidence as they master new skills. But here's the key. The goals need to be their goals, not ours. When a child decides, "I want to jump off that step," and they do it, they experience success. That success builds confidence. That confidence encourages them to try the next challenge. It's a beautiful cycle of growth. Now, let me tell you about a story that captures this journey so perfectly. It's called The Dream Rhythm Marathon, and it's about two friends named Kenji and Miva who discover something magical. They learn that in a marathon, and really in any physical challenge, the most important thing isn't being the fastest. It's finding your own dream rhythm, your own perfect pace. In the story, Kenji and Miva meet a wise guide named Celeste who helps them understand that persistence and dreams work together. When they stop comparing themselves to others and start listening to their own bodies, to their own inner rhythm, everything changes. They discover that physical confidence comes from within, from trusting yourself, from celebrating your own progress rather than measuring yourself against someone else. This story is perfect for your little one because it shows them that their body is wise, that their pace is perfect, and that courage isn't about being fearless. It's about trying, even when something feels hard. After you read this story together, you can help your child find their own dream rhythm in physical activities. Instead of asking, "Can you do this?" or "Are you good at that?" try asking, "What feels good in your body?" or "What would you like to try today?" This builds authentic confidence rooted in self-awareness, not external validation. Here are some other ways to support your child's physical confidence journey. Create a yes space at home where they can move freely and safely. This might be a corner with cushions for jumping, or a hallway for running, or a low climbing structure. When children have safe spaces to practice, they build skills naturally through play. Celebrate attempts, not just successes. When your child tries something new and doesn't quite manage it yet, that's not failure. That's learning. Say things like, "Your body is practicing, every try makes you stronger." This helps them see physical challenges as opportunities for growth, not tests they might fail. Play alongside them when you can. Children learn so much by watching us move, try new things, and yes, even struggle sometimes. When they see you attempting something challenging and laughing when it doesn't work perfectly, they learn that physical confidence isn't about perfection. It's about joy, effort, and persistence. And remember, my wonderful friend, that outdoor play is truly magical for building physical confidence. Nature provides endless opportunities for safe risk-taking. A small hill becomes a mountain to climb. A fallen log becomes a balance beam. Puddles become jumping challenges. And all of it happens in an environment that feels adventurous and exciting, not like a test or a lesson. The research is so clear on this. Children who have regular opportunities for outdoor play, who can test their physical limits in supportive environments, develop not just physical skills but emotional resilience, problem-solving abilities, and yes, deep confidence in what their bodies can do. So here's what I want you to remember today. Your child's physical confidence is blooming beautifully, right on schedule, in exactly the way that's perfect for them. Your job isn't to push or pressure. It's to provide opportunities, celebrate courage, and be their safe, loving presence as they discover what their amazing body can do. The magic book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. Every jump, every climb, every wobble and every triumph is part of their beautiful journey of growth. Find the Dream Rhythm Marathon and other wonderful stories in the Book of Inara app. We're here to support you and your little one every step of the way. Until our next adventure together, my friend. With love and starlight, Inara.